I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News. It's Monday. That means we'd like to talk business with the editor-in-chief of Business Lexington, Eric Carlson, joins us in the studio today. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, Alan.
Okay, so in your latest edition of Business Lexington, there's a rather long article with Lexmark and its CEO, Paul Rook.
Yeah, I had an hour-long sit-down with Lexmark's chairman and CEO, Paul Rook, here in the past month to talk about the direction of the company, where it's going, where it's been, and how they've been able to manage transition from being a printer company, where many people aren't using ink and paper these days, to being a document management company and software solutions firm. And so we took a look at that and what he sees the future, not only for Lexmark being, but the future of Lexmark in the city of Lexington. They, in 2010, purchased Perceptive Software, which is a Kansas City area-based company that employs 1,000 out in the suburban Kansas City area that is the now parent of many companies that Lexmark has purchased in the last few years, including four of the five they purchased so far in 2013. They've spent about $200 million in cash in making these purchases. And so I was curious a little bit too where Lexmark was going to be with that company, which has kept its own name. It's called Perceptive Software, a part of Lexmark. And if that means Lexington is going to be de-emphasized in the future for Lexmark.
I mean, Lexington is our headquarters. I see that remaining that way. We're at about 2,300 right. folks here in town. It's not a manufacturing site anymore, no. And some people may still think of that, but our the manufacturing we do is either in Asia or regionally located, you know, in the geographies. And if you focus solely on one location, it's very hard. You know, if you tried to solve all the software recruiting or needs we have in Lexington or Kansas or wherever, it's very hard. So having multiple locations to acquire a great software talent, whether it be in Lexington or Kansas or India or mm-hmm. the Philippines or wherever it may be, gives us actually a flexibility in a very competitive software market, which is a benefit to us.
And we also have some news about outer space.
That's right. Kentucky Space LLC, which is a nonprofit corporation related to the KSTC here in Lexington, had a successful launch of two satellites last week, one that blasted off from Wallops Island, Virginia on Tuesday night, and another that blasted off from Yasny, Russia, that has a partnership of the nonprofit and teams at both University of Kentucky and Morehead State Universities. And they are two small satellites that are part of a larger overall mission for Kentucky Space, which has seen space exploration and technology that has been developed here in the Commonwealth and is now, I don't know if interstellar is the proper term because I'm not a astronomer, but definitely in orbit around the Earth and has proven to be a very successful program here in Kentucky.
What does that benefit us Earthlings here on the ground?
Well, it's one thing that when you think space, you don't necessarily think Rowan County and Fayette County, Kentucky. And so we've got an opportunity where there are students right now at our universities who have actual experience in getting aeronautical space launches and technology in outer space. And so that's something where hopefully these aren't people who would then go to the John Glenn Center in Cleveland or NASA in Houston or somewhere else. They'd stay here in Kentucky, and maybe we can, as private space exploration is starting to pick up, maybe these are businesses that we could in the future take advantage of here in the Commonwealth.
And we'd like to end our segments. It's becoming kind of a tradition to end our segments on a note of libation. So what do we have here with West 6th?
Well, yeah, I don't know if what it says about me, but that's something that I do enjoy reporting on. The West 6th Brewery, about a year and a half old brewery here in Lexington, has developed a new process that will allow it to can small batches of beer. Normally, if they want to get a can of beer, they have to order them by the truckload or half truckload, which is 100,000 to 200,000 cans. But they have a new wrapping process that will allow them to do small batches, and they're launching here in the next week with a Christmas ale. They'll have 15,000 cans or 2,500 six-packs of this Christmas ale that uses a shrink wrap on the outside of a blank can, and it still allows the can to be recyclable, and that'll be on sale here starting in early December.
All right. Well, as always, we thank you for sitting in with us and talking business.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Alan.
For the latest business news, just log on to bizlex.com, and for a podcast of today's conversation, it's available at wuky.org.